Christian Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Remarkable Hope, When Jesus Revived Hope in Disappointed People, by Shauna Lettler, narrated by Anne Richardson. This hope is not an imagination, not the projection of wishes upon the dim curtain of the future, not the child of calculation, but a present reality within arm's length of us all. Alexander McLaren, Expositions of Holy Scripture. Steadfast Hope. Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God. Psalm 42, verse 5. Hope. We use the word every day. I hope it doesn't rain. I hope you feel better. I hope I get to sleep in. With the best intentions, we cast pleasant desires for ourselves and our friends into the air to vanish. We mean well, but we have precious little control over actual outcomes. I hope it doesn't rain, but there are clouds rolling in. I hope you feel better, but sympathy doesn't chase away the virus. I hope I get to sleep in. But I have young children. Our expressions are also colored with unlikelihood. Dashed hope gives way to the announcement that the situation is beyond hope. Even when we speak positively, hope is a small glimmer, a singular ray, or a fine thread. Obedience means blessing, doesn't it? It is a strange and sad irony that our well wishes are thin and unreliable. In devastation and unmet expectations, we may mistakenly conclude that our hope in Christ is as slippery as the rain we were hoping not to get. A Christian marriage is destroyed by abuse, addiction, or rebellion. We know parents who trained up a child in the way he should go, but found themselves speaking through microphones to their beloved on the other side of a bulletproof glass, and we become suspicious of the hope Christ offers. A series of ongoing calamities can prove just as baffling. For me, it was a relocation that was clearly God's direction. It resulted in a non-traveling work schedule that morphed into an 80-hour work week. A policy loophole had turned a salaried position into an hourly one that didn't include overtime pay. A rented house depleted our savings for a down payment and didn't feel like home. To add insult to injury, I found myself grinding up dog food for 11 yelping puppies in my laundry room while my newborn preemie lay in an isolette with a feeding tube in a NICU 3 hours away. You could insert your story here, too. My string of catastrophes may sound minor if you've endured the miseries of chemotherapy, testified in court against a family member, or purchased a tiny casket. We have obeyed God and placed our hope in Him. We anticipate a life full of blessings tailored to our preferences. Instead of feeling blessed, we feel sucker-punched.